What up, do?
What it do, key yada da?
Yo.
Episode officially 72.
We here.
Oh, man. 72.
I'm geeked. This little feature, boy.
The features.
This right here.
Hey, we just keep looking at the toy.
Everything I'm looking at, I'm like, the features. Like, hey, this is hard.
The features are real.
This is, can they, like, can you, like, snap on that, like, and be like, boom, make a picture, like, boom, boom, like, that's hard.
I don't know if we can do that. We gotta talk to the boss man.
It's getting upgraded up
on everything. We done last time you was here, you know what I'm saying?
We talked about it.
We spoken into existence. Now we got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got it. You feel me?
But y'all already know what it is. It's Sports Talk with Mark and DP, babe. We back.
Back at it. Back like we never left, you feel me?
Got some energy today, actually.
Oh man. It's here.
You know,
I just keep looking up.
Dude, that's
people,
what I'm saying.
People who are listening are probably like, what are they talking about?
What are they looking at?
What are they looking at?
What are they looking at?
Y'all know we usually do the IG live.
Yeah.
However, boss man, Mr. Keith Goodnews himself, upgraded everybody. And we on YouTube live now, baby.
Oh, yeah. So listen, y'all could go on YouTube, go to the Good News Radio on YouTube,
yep.
And you guys will see us like live.
And go to the sports page, and then we are up and running right
on there.
Right now. So go watch us. You can see everything.
You see it all.
And hear it all.
You can see
it
all. You can see our drinks.
Mm. I'm gonna be real, guys. And shout out to you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Noriega, DJ Effin.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we're the drink champs of sports.
Mm-hmm. Sure as hell are.
We're the drink champs of sports. And I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, shots. That just has to be known. You feel me? Like that's what we are.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Exclusive.
Not just you heard it here first. You heard it here again, damn it.
Oh, never mind, man.
Mm.
And another one.
And for those that see this going down live right now, you might see I have a Chargers cup in my hand.
Mm.
It was
Because you're a fan of what team?
It was the compliments of the Chargers.
Yeah.
But you're a fan of what team, though?
Go Raiders.
DP want to go try
out. And what
city
are they in? No, say it one more time. That's right.
I love me some Las Vegas, though.
Vegas do go crazy.
Vegas
is fun. Vegas go crazy.
I got to make me another trip out there, man.
It's been a... You used to go hella often.
Ah, yeah. I used to go a lot
on everything.
Yeah, but...
How do you used to go? Like, once a month?
Like, twice a month.
Damn.
And I'm not talking about driving. I'm talking about I was flying.
Oh, like, I mean, hey, that 30-minute bird trip ain't...
Yeah. Once you fly to Vegas, there's no going back.
Mm-mm.
I don't think I've ever flown to Vegas.
Are you serious?
Have to.
Once you
always drive.
Once you fly, you never want to do that drive ever again. Because you go, I waste so much time.
They barely get the chance to be like, do you want pretzels? And by the time they're like already collecting the trash,
I'm landing.
Like, what's going on?
It's like, crazy.
Yeah, they start giving, like, the minute you get to, like, cruise out to, they slide through and go, here, water and chips for everybody. Okay, cool. And they run it back. And then Candace says, get ready for landing. They come right back.
You're like, what?
Easy peasy.
Yep.
And then you there.
I gotta try it. Next time I go, I'm flying.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm claiming it now.
Just grab a Southwest ticket, $49.
Yeah. Easy. And your bags fly free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on. And you can fly to Long Beach now with Southwest. Dope.
Straight up.
Did
come
I
on
know
now.
That. Oh, sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't have to go through LAX because LAX, man, it's terrible.
Dude, you seen Mike from 562, he tweeted about being at LAX because he was so used to flying out of Long Beach.
Man,
bro, you're good.
When you go from LAX to Long Beach and then you have to go back to LAX, you're like, what is this?
It's like a downgrade because Long Beach ain't got no traffic.
Yeah. No, none.
Zero. Like, you in there, you walk right in there, everything is quick.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't flown out of Long Beach. I've flown out of Ontario though.
I've flown out of Ontario and Santa Ana.
It's like the same thing, pretty much.
For sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Okay. Long Beach just has like two sides though, just the left and the right.
That's it.
Yep.
It's so open.
It's Ontario too.
Yeah, it's so open.
They have like two restaurants and that's about it.
Oh.
But I think the coldest experience I ever had as an airport was recently when I went to Washington.
Mm.
They literally, like, we getting on the plane like from the runway though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not the terminal, from the runway.
Yeah.
Like, that, it was hard. I was like, wow, I feel like I'm famous.
Private jet type.
Yeah, I'm like, this is crazy. Like,
yeah, that is legit.
Shout out Washington.
You dig? But so how's y'all week been? You know what I'm saying? Got to do the check-ins. Y'all good? How's everything going?
I said, let our guest go first, man.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Reintroduce yourself again.
Because last time you was here, I wasn't.
You wasn't. I showed up. I was like, where's Mark? Mark's not here today. You know, it's Coach Fern checking back in.
Back at
Mark
it.
Mark and DP.
Yeah.
You feel me?
My week was good, you know. It was real dope, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm off of work for a couple of weeks. So
shout out.
Real good, you know. Just been trying to get there.
Shout out to paid vacation. Shout out to paid vacation.
We've been trying to, you know, get the work in, stay healthy, stay fit. But yes, my week was good. What about y'all?
Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, it's been a week.
Oh man,
it was a power week or what?
It was definitely a power week.
Good.
But it ain't gonna get no because I'm here.
That's Thanks. Right.
See, as much as I at times wanted to change the day of our show, I'm like, you know what? There's something to Fridays. Because it's the way that it's a great note Bro, to end the week off of.
It, and it's a great way to start the weekend.
Yes.
On there everything.
Yes.
Cheers to that, everybody. Cheers to that, everybody. If you watch it on YouTube, you just saw the cheers.
You saw the cheers. Mm-hmm. You saw the cheers. You know what I'm saying, me?
No wonder why Mark got both bottles next to him. You know, it's been a week.
It's been a week.
What about you, DP? You
know, major week.
It's been a solid week, man. I can't complain. You know, it was a nice balance of being productive and then also just kind of picking up some new self-care activities. You know what I'm saying? Trying to do better in that.
Yeah.
But it was a good week for sure.
Self-care, man. It's
a major. Must.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Self-care is great.
You got to do it. Some people don't take care of themselves, so self-care is missing.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of self-care, what do you guys do for self-care, like while you're at home or when you're out and about? Just like random, like life question. Like, what do you do for self?
Damn,
that was big.
Yeah. Now when you put it out there, I don't even know how to like.
I'll tackle it first.
Go ahead.
So what I like, I like to, basically participate in mindless activity. Whether I'm like
for shizzle.
Catching up on a show, playing the game, playing some Madden here and there.
Yeah.
But then I also, on the flip side, I like to just kind of knock out some things off my to-do list. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, some adult things, you know, might have to clean the house a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And you feeling good after you accomplish that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? One thing that I personally consider self-care is making my bed every day.
There you go.
For sure.
No lie. Like, I tell myself every morning, make your bed.
But I think when you make your bed, it makes your morning just start off way better.
Like, yeah, because it's like you locked in. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think mine is going to sound a little cheesy, but I think mine is working out.
Cause I think that's not cheesy.
Because I think, like everyone says, health as well. So So I think my biggest self care is like at least trying to get a 45-minute workout in here and there,
yeah,
or like at least 4 to 5 times a week, and then go for a run maybe twice a week, 3 times a week now.
Yeah,
but that's my self care.
Facts.
I started buying plants.
No, that's the major.
Hey,
I got a few plants too.
I bought some plants.
Oh, everything. I got a few plants.
Lemongrass eucalyptus spray. I spray in my room now.
Yeah.
Yep.
You burn candles? Do y'all burn candles?
I got candles. I got incense. Yeah.
I don't, but my girl burn candles. So you know
she know the vibe.
Yeah, she know the vibe. I walk in the house smelling good. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's why every time we're at the store and she's like, smell this candle. I'm like, that's the one.
Bring that here.
No,
take that one to the crib.
That aromatherapy, man, like it'll calm you down.
One thing I have been slacking on that I've been wanting to do recently is go get my feet done. I've been wanting to go get my feet done.
I think a lot of people think that's like, I haven't, but I've gotten there and like I get my nails clean and stuff like that.
Good job.
Yeah. Solid.
That's also like
for real. That's self care. That's hygiene.
Yeah, you don't want to be walking around with no ugly fingernails.
Facts.
Shaking someone's hand over.
Cause you would get judged.
Yeah.
When I was like in 7th, 8th grade, my god sister had picked me up from practice one day.
Yeah.
And she was looking at my nails. She was like, "Let me see your nails. Dirt in them." You know what I'm saying? From that point on, she was like, "You should always clean your nails, like male or female. You should always clean your nails." That's one of the first things people look at. You know what I'm saying? Because what you gotta do is shake somebody's hand.
And then
you know
looking right at your hand.
Yep. Exactly. And then they see all that dirt under your nails. You're filthy.
Right. Ugh. Or if your hand just like super hard and crusty, and you're like, "Hey, dog,
you ever use lotion? You don't wash dishes?
Like, please tell me you just came from washing your hands and they ask you just because of that.
Yeah,
man. Otherwise, what the hell are you doing?"
Yeah, man. So I mean, self-care is big, bro. And everybody has different
different little routines, you know, for their self-care. Facts. You know what I'm saying? It could be journaling, reading books. You know, it could be, you know, sitting outside, just enjoying the weather. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, you know, folks smoke cigars, whatever it is. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's my thing.
Facts. Yeah, facts.
You be hitting them Cubans?
I hit the ones from the DR.
Oh.
DR.
Big DR.
Nah, yeah. DP, there's a camera over there.
Shout out Coach Chris, you know what I'm saying?
My boy chatty. Coach Chris.
My boy hopping in chatty. What it do?
What up, what up?
But yeah, man. Yeah, so, you know, self-care is big, y'all. So make sure y'all take care of yourselves. I mean, a lot of people, I guess probably, I'll say, a lot of times we have that mind frame of, I got to put others before myself, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But in reality, keep it a stack, I can't do nothing for you if I ain't right, you know what I'm saying? So I got to make sure I'm solid, you feel me? That way, I can help you in the best way possible.
Before we jump ship, I think another self-care of mine is haircuts.
Oh yeah, bro.
You know
what?
It's so routine to me. I never thought of it as self-care.
That's self-care, bro. That's self-care.
I just got one yesterday, and then I was even.
I see the beard. Yeah, I see the, you know.
I was looking a little scruffy, my boy. I was out here hurting.
Yeah.
But I was just saying, I was like, when I get a haircut, I feel like a whole different person.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Dude, me and my coworker Brad, we was talking about this yesterday. Hey, no, we talked about it this morning.
Shout out Brad. Shout out.
No, Brian.
Shout out Brian.
He a brother for sure.
Shout out Brian.
We was talking about how a haircut makes you just go, fucking good.
Yeah. That's right.
I said, you look good, you feel good, you start walking different. Yeah. People like you now because you're good looking.
Yeah.
You ain't out here like, I don't want to, you know, be seen or nothing. You just
I ain't gonna lie though. No bull. When I don't have a haircut, like if I don't have a taper, I ain't got a line or nothing.
Yeah.
As long as my face is shaped correctly, like my facial hair is all nice and tight, I'm good. I'm not tripping.
That's why
I'm not tripping.
Some people can do that.
No, you smart. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I went on this little like stage where I was trying to let my facial hair grow, and it was not growing the way I wanted to grow, so that's why it was all. And I was like, you know what? I feel weird talking to people when my facial hair is all over the place.
Right? No, for real. The thing that be killing me the most is when my mustache be getting long, man. Shout out my pops, man. But it be super thick, like draped over my lips and stuff, on everything. Yeah. I be like, bro, I gotta cut it.
Yeah,
you know, but. But yeah, man, self-care is big. Self-care is big.
And using self-care as an awesome transition, you know who took care of themselves yesterday?
Who?
The Lakers.
Shout out Lakers.
Boy. Go Lakers, baby. Go Lakers, baby.
Russ coming home, dog.
So look.
Long Beach native. Shout out Long Beach.
You know what I'm saying? Out here, you know. But I think that what people are going to find it hard to understand is how Russ is going to operate within the Lakers, just basically within the Laker locker room. Keep it a stack. I mean, because really, you got him, AD, and LeBron. Sure.
That's it.
Excuse me. Him and LeBron have a relationship, yes. But we all know what happens when it comes to business. You know what I'm saying? You're dealing with a family member and money, things get tricky.
Yep.
You're dealing with a close friend and y'all roommates, it could get tricky.
Yep.
So now you consider the Lakers locker room. You added Russ. Yes, another superstar. But how, as Frank Vogel, how do you make it work? How do you make sure that basically everybody's eating? Because we know what Russ has done.
Well, there was the report that came out yesterday that Russ, AD, LeBron, they talked before the trade happened. Saying
that
AD would go to the center. Finally!
Yep.
LeBron would play power forward, which he's done before, he did in Miami.
Yeah.
Especially when they did their small ball lineup.
Yeah.
And Russ would sometimes, you know, carry
play
the point.
Play the two. Or play the one. Yeah.
Which I'm cool with. What I'm most happy about is the second AD goes down, which is going to happen.
Yeah.
We got another healthy superstar that's right there that will fill in where AD's missing.
Facts. But you know one thing? Huh. This ain't Ice Cube's 3-on-3.
It's not the big three.
Who we filling in to
recover? I'm waiting for the rest of the roster to fill out.
And to your point, Mark, about you saying if AD go down, so yeah, you do have another superstar, but they two totally different people.
Yeah.
They're totally different people.
Russ is a facilitator, so that means they got to be people for him to facilitate to.
But that's 25 points a game that AD that AD's production brings in, game out. That's another 25 points per game, potentially, when AD goes down and when AD's on rest. All right, boom.
Yeah.
Or when LeBron's off the court, you still have those two. Because we look at last year's stats and even the year before, they're plus minus LeBron and AD together when they were just – it's just them two.
Yeah.
When LeBron's off the court, the Lakers plus minus is in the negative when it's AD by himself.
Yeah.
Facts. Because AD – and the thing that people kill me with, AD is not going to take over a team. He's not going to overly dominate to compensate for having nobody else.
Like, I think AD by himself, like he proved with the Pelicans, he will get you to the playoffs. He'll get you to the first round,
for sure. But once you get to that first round, it's like, okay, look, I need y'all to do something.
It's a different, yeah.
Because y'all got to work.
Especially being a Lakers fan, you know the Lakers don't want no first round.
Well, yeah, come on,
we want championships.
Championships.
No, but you know what? Before we hop off that topic, I'm kind of sad. I'm not kind of. I'm sad we lost KCP. A lot of people.
I was surprised he was included in that trade.
I knew he was, but a lot of people in my family don't like KCP, and I rock with KCP because they say because his offensive production, but I look at it.
Right.
We coach defense, so
yes.
He's a dog on defense. He's going to take your number one.
He's gritty.
Yeah, he's gritty.
He is gritty,
and he'll do whatever you need him to do, and he's not going to. The fans were bashing him in the finals 2 years ago, and he was just taking it. So I think KCP was a good fit for, like, what the Lakers needed. Like, that role player that knows his role and just will come in every night and just do what's needed. Play defense, get open for three, knock down, like, three, four threes here.
Yeah.
But
how do you feel about Trez being part of the package, though?
I thought Trez was already done with the Lakers.
Yeah, if he was going to get traded at some point.
Yeah, I like Trez.
I like him as a player. I think he a dog. I think the Lakers was a poor decision for him to make. I think he shouldn't have came to the Lakers. He shouldn't have left the Clippers, honestly.
I think the way it worked out was it was good for him in the regular season, but and I think he proved that with the Clippers. He was getting dogged in the Nuggets series when he was on the Clippers. He's just too small to be a center. He's 6'8", 6'7", so.
I can't hate on the 6'8 center. You know, I'm from Detroit, so we had Ben Wallace. I feel like Trez could have been like a second coming of Ben Wallace to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously scores way more.
Yeah.
But there's that gap between them.
See, he scores way more, but his defense isn't anywhere near what Ben Wallace had.
And Ben Wallace was 10 times stronger, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that man took down Shaq in the finals by himself.
I mean,
you know, 4-time defensive player of the year. Nobody's ever done that.
Shout out Lakers again.
Laker baby.
Lakers, Lakers baby. Yeah, but so I kind of thought I'm just excited to see what Kuz is going to do when he's not surrounded with all the lights and
with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Kuz will flourish in DC.
Yeah.
He's not going to start though.
You don't think he's going to start?
Nah, cuz I mean, you got Rui over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So
keep Rui at the 3 or do you keep him at a 4?
I'll play Rui at the he can play either or, but I'm going to start him at the 3.
I think Kuz is good on the bench.
Cuz they got number 21 for DC, Gafford, who came along, young cat. Mm-hmm. He pretty cold. I think he's going to end up starting at the 4. Okay. And then Bryant is going to come back as well.
Thomas Bryant.
Yeah. Thomas Bryant.
And Bradley Beal claims he ain't going anywhere. So
I don't necessarily understand. I don't really understand why Brad is so loyal to DC. I get why Dame Lillard is loyal.
I don't understand that either.
Yeah. At this point,
I get that one because he has the leverage, bro. Because honestly, I just think CJ McCollum has to go, bro. And it's not because he's not a superstar, but it's because Dame needs another superstar.
I think you're on the right path. I would package CJ McCollum and one of your bigs to go get like a certified big.
I would send McCollum and Cantor to like.
Do you bring back Melo too?
Mm. Yeah, for sure. I love Melo.
I think Melo coming.
So as long as Melo on the roster, I'm happy. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I think the Portland should move McCollum and Cantor, send them to DC, and grab Bill.
I'm still on the train of Dame should somehow make his way to Chicago, dog.
Damn.
And we've talked about this before. Like, I still think Chicago is a hotbed that just needs two guys, and they are there.
Damn.
Fighting for an Eastern Conference spot.
I think Dame would go crazy in Miami.
Dame would go crazy anywhere.
Dame would go crazy. Dame would go crazy in the East, period. No,
but for sure. I think he go to Miami, they get a ring, bro. They get a ring. Because, bro, their roster is crazy.
Mm. Who does Miami give up, though, in order to make sure Dame gets to?
Tyler Hero.
For sure.
No. I keep Hero. I lose Robinson.
But the Robinson's not. He's all right. Like, he's a good, like, solid bench player.
But you know, NBA-wise, he holds a lot of value.
Okay, so you got to give up Robinson. There's a center.
You got to give up three players plus some other
stuff. There's a center.
Or get a third team in there.
There's a center. I forget his name, but he was a good rookie.
For Miami?
The Heat, yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Bro, backup center?
If I'm the 76ers, I'm calling. And I'm putting Ben Simmons.
To the Heat?
No.
That would be nice, too, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Dame Lillard for Ben Simmons.
Jimmy Butler, I think, will punk Ben Simmons.
Yeah, for real.
They played together already. Yeah. He didn't have nothing bad to say about Ben. All his shit was targeted towards Joel Embiid. No. Towards
Tobias Harris?
No. Tobias Harris, probably.
Wait, were they on?
No, he didn't say nothing about the Sixers.
He didn't say anything about it. It's just them two, though, I don't see that working.
He was talking big cash against the T-Wolves, though.
Oh, yeah. He forever
hates Carl Anthony Towns, bro. He can't stand his
maybe,
ass.
Maybe if you're the Blazers, you trade CJ McCollum for Carl Anthony Towns.
Damn.
Hey, they were talking about that's crazy. They were talking about Bradley Beal going to the Warriors.
So what's the starting four for Portland? He always in and out because he hurt.
Oh, Robert Covington?
No, the European. I can't think of his name right now.
Oh, Nurchik?
Yeah, him.
So you keep him and
Kat on the same team?
Or Cantor's your backup now, and you baggage Nurchik and McCollum. That's two starters for one.
I'll do that one.
You could grab a low money big that's going to produce.
Howard and McGee are both free.
Hell. Yeah, that's easy.
Or CJ for Ben Simmons.
No.
Mm, I don't think.
CJ, I feel like CJ value higher.
But I don't think it's a bad idea to make Dame play off the ball. Because if you're going to use him as much as you need him, why exert that much energy bringing up the ball as well when we all know Simmons ain't going to shoot the damn thing?
Right, that's
a quarter of the job that now Dame doesn't have to do, and he's a great on-spot, off-the-ball shooter anyway. He can catch it off of screen and just pop up.
Yeah.
Or off the dribble. So, either way, Dame's going to get his buckets.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
or you move Ben Simmons to like the four.
And when you have been there, Ben can also be your best defender, and now Dame doesn't have to cover the number one guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they also have Norris Powell, right?
They do.
He's still
extend him.
Yeah.
So, there's – Portland has some options. They just need to hurry up and do something. Otherwise, they're going to be the same old Portland.
That deal I'm talking about with the Warriors for Beal, that deal was crazy. It was like Wiggins, Wiseman.
Oh, the one for Simmons.
No. It was for Beal.
They packaged one for Beal, too? Yeah. I didn't see that.
It was Wiseman, Wiggins, and I think like some draft picks, or one of the draft picks that they just drafted.
Because I saw what they offered for I saw what the Sixers wanted for Ben Simmons.
From the Raptors?
From the Warriors.
What they want?
And that was crazy.
Wiseman, Wiggins,
and like three picks.
Yeah. And the Warriors shut it down.
Yeah, why do you want Wiseman, though, if you have Joel Embiid?
He could play Wiseman.
Because
like,
you put Wiseman at the four.
Yeah. But you have Tobias Harris.
Who's the three? Played the three.
Mm, yeah.
So, essentially, Philly stays big, which is what they've been doing.
Yeah.
And they stay tall.
And they both could stretch out. Yeah.
Facts.
And Wiseman, it's good for him because you won't expect that much from him.
Yeah.
When you have a bigger version of him in Joel Embiid.
Yeah, because Joel Embiid, I ain't going to lie, bro. The Sixers got two more years.
They got one, dog.
And it's a wrap.
I think they got one.
One?
Yeah. It really should be a wrap now, but one max.
Yeah, they got.
Two is too much. Two is too much. Hell, we'd already done been through the process.
And trust the process.
And the process got them Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid And look what's come of it.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And Jimmy Butler. And Tobias Harris.
Who they showed?
Jimmy Butler's through trades, but...
No, yeah, but yeah. They had him, though.
Yeah, yeah. They had him. And they had a team to get to the finals. They still couldn't do it.
Jimmy was legit testing the waters at all them teams. Like, the T-Wolves, the Sixers. He's like, okay, what's up? Like, I'm still going to be me. But what can y'all do for me?
And then landed in Miami.
I think that was the best option for him. The best option for him.
This is the final. Yeah. This is the final jerseys, too, so... Anyways, just saying.
Yeah. But so who won the trade yesterday?
Who won the trade?
I think the Wizards won.
I don't think the Wizards won. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, low key.
They built their whole team, bro. Yeah,
they
dumped off 40 mil in cap.
Yeah, they literally built their whole team. You got a former six man of the year. You got KCP, who's, you know,
he's a good continue
to be a wing defender, shooter. And you got Kuz, who's really, granted, Kuz is low-key kind of old, bro. I don't know if y'all know, but Kuz is 25.
Yeah. I think Kuz could be I think he could be a future sixth man of the year.
I agree.
Yeah.
I can see that.
He just needs opportunity. Yeah. He one of them players that just need the green light, bro. Mm-hmm. You give him the green light, he going to work.
And not play with a veteran that expects as much as LeBron expects out of his teammates.
Yeah. But I don't think that was the issue with him.
I think that's part of it.
I think it was more so scheme. Like, I think it was just one of them things, like, but even though Kuz is on the floor, 9 times out of 10, he was on the floor with either one of them. So it was like, I'm either coming in for LeBron and I'm on the floor with AD, or I'm on the floor with LeBron. So
even with the expectations, like, you expect the scheme to center around LeBron's presence.
Yeah.
Touche.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think this would be much better for his continual development. Just like when Lonzo left, that was great for him.
Bro, when Brandon Ingram left,
that was great. Because everybody's not built to play around LeBron. You have to be a veteran who's done his time in the league and knows that it's time to show up. Because LeBron does not do well with young guys. It has been proven year in and year out.
Mm-hmm.
The only few guys to survive a LeBron stint while they were young, Mario Chalmers, even though there's been stories that they put him through hell.
Fuck.
Yeah. Kyrie Irving, because he had enough arrogance to go, dog.
I like Mario Chalmers too, though.
Chalmers.
Kansas. Yep. Come on, son. Come on, strap on him.
Speaking of guys that actually, and he got caught with the weed.
You know,
lay off the
was
weed.
That, was at the G League, and you know, was hoping to get drafted in the G League draft. My dog Michael Bees signed with Portland for summer league. And Bees goes crazy. Bees is a hooper. Bees hoop. Like, I think he would be a great addition to Portland, bro. If you get Bees in Portland, if I'm Dame, I keep everything I already got. Because I think Bees is going to go crazy. Like, because I felt like he was going to go crazy with the Lakers, but then they traded him. Like, I like Michael Beasley.
I don't have too much to say on it.
Damn, how old is Michael Beasley?
He's 31, 32.
No way.
Real talk.
I thought he was 34.
Yeah, I remember when he played with Dwayne Wade.
Because he came out of
K-State.
Google solved.
He left K-State when we was in high school?
Yeah, because he played the same year, I think, as O.J. Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
No. They were both one of those together.
Hold.
Yeah.
Figure this out.
Let's check it out.
32.
30.
That's crazy.
But OJ and them, like, 2 years older than us, because they went to college out there.
Yeah, I think OJ, like, 34, 35.
Yeah, because he was an old senior in high school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you 32, bro. I'm 30. Look at me.
Westbrook's 32.
Exactly.
But that's
32 continuous NBA career. Yeah, that's 32. Time in, time out.
But granted, he's only had like, what, one or two surgeries since he's been in the league? For real.
So wait, he was just sitting. You telling me this man was sitting on his sofa
for a year and a half? Maybe two.
He's been playing in pro-ams.
That's,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's forever an NBA player, but I don't know.
He's not bullshitting, bro. He not just at the crib on the couch.
I trusted Melo to come back good.
And more you than saw
I,
that.
More than I do.
Bees?
Yeah.
Melo's a Hall of Famer, though, so come on now.
Mm.
Right.
He knows his worth.
Hall of Famer versus not Hall of Famer.
Right.
I don't expect much from him.
I ain't gonna lie.
I follow Michael Beasley.
He makes it to training camp. I think.
I follow Michael Beasley on social media. You know what I'm saying? He's always hooping. He just a cat that loved to hoop.
That's cool.
He just a cat that. But I'm saying that in the sense of he's going to always be in shape in preparation of whatever opportunity comes his way, whether that's overseas or whether that's NBA. So I think he gets to summer league, bro. He going to little boy them. Because really, summer league is really on some like pro-am shit. Like,
yeah, summer league. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like as organized as you know, the season. But of course, yes, they're still running plays. They, you know, they're developing.
You're trying to make a training camp roster spot.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So there's more on the line. There's more at stake.
Summer league is like going to JUCO.
Mm.
Everybody gonna get an opportunity. You do what you're supposed to do, everybody gonna get an opportunity.
Except Facts. The B1 players also coming to play with you.
It's like, yeah.
Bounce backs, of mm-hmm. course. Yeah. But you might be better than that bounce back.
Yeah, you can put it like, yeah, it's JUCO then.
Yeah, it's JUCO. Summer league is
or
JUCO.
Like the greatest Drew League game of all time.
shout out to my boy Isaiah Thomas. Played in the Drew League. Went crazy.
Yeah, he played last week. That was sweet.
I wanted to go to Drew League this weekend, but this weekend is jam packed.
Yeah, I thought about going this week.
I looked at the schedule and everything. I've never been to Drew League.
Me either.
And I clearly grew up in LA. Clearly. But I've never been to a Drew League game, bro.
Fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Neither have I.
Dude, we gotta go. Yeah.
Next summer.
There you go.
Isn't this the last weekend?
I don't think so.
I hope not. So. We'll look it up after the show.
Yeah, we'll check it out post show.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Post show go crazy over here.
Yo.
Boy, and then all this liquor.
Shout out Teddy.
Shout out Teddy.
Teddy go crazy with the tequila, boy. Dog. Oh my God.
Teddy got stories for y'all. Yeah, man. Teddy.
We be listening, goddamn,
Teddy.
Boy.
Shout out to Teddy.
For real. So, speaking of a local sense, Josh Christopher and Jalen Green both got drafted by the Houston Rockets. J. Chris is, you know,
Shout out Lakewood.
2019, he graduated from Mayfair High School.
Shout out.
Sure did.
You know what I'm saying? He was up there, did his thing. So, and it's amazing to see his transition from Mayfair to Arizona State. To now the Houston Rockets.
And them Sierra Canyon boys made it to the league too last night.
Who that?
Brandon Boston and Zaire Williams. Zaire was number 10, and then Bowman. Whoever the number 10, I don't know who. I forgot. Who the 10 was. I was reminded of it today. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah. And then Brandon Boston was the 51st pick, and he went to the Clippers.
Yeah.
So he's coming back to LA.
Christopher, the real deal. I had a
no. J. Chris he's a baller, bro.
I had a chance to watch him.
He's a baller.
Over at Mayfair, he a baller.
He a baller, and it's dope to see that.
Mobley too.
Yeah.
Number 2 pick.
It's dope to see these cast dreams come true, man. Especially somebody that we were able to kind of see closely. You know what I mean? And so that was dope, and I think him and Jalen Green are going to be great together because Houston's really rebuilding. Houston's in a rebuilding phase. You know what I'm saying? They got John Wall, which is great. I think he's going to be a solid leader and continue to be a starter. But they needed some young guys, some explosive young guys to come in there and really assist in them getting some wins. Because honestly, man, when they had – at the time they had Boogie and John Wall, me personally, I'm thinking like,
it might be something.
Okay, they might be able to work. But – I mean, Christian Wood got hurt. You know what I'm saying? So it was a little tough.
I'm still mad Detroit got rid of him.
Christian Wood.
Yeah. Wood.
Like Christian Wood now with Cade Cunningham, that'd have been clutch.
That'd have been crazy. But
Detroit doing their thing. You know,
they made some moves too. They got rid of Plumlee,
which okay, we knew he wasn't.
I like Plumlee though.
He's good, but he's for solid. What Detroit's trying to do. Nah.
And you guys have that other center that was behind him. I forget his name, but he was a good center because I had him in fantasy. That's why I know. That's the only reason why I know, because I had him in fantasy.
And I can't lie, like half of Detroit's roster last year, I'm like, wait, who are you? Wait, who are you?
Detroit had good players individually.
Yeah.
But they didn't have, as a team.
Well, because at the end of the year, they started tanking. That's why.
Yeah. They started tanking at the end of the year, but like, they actually fought. They were actually competitive the entire season, and it happened to work in their favor that they got the number one pick, which does not happen for Detroit unless you're the Lions.
So is Dennis Smith Jr. still your point guard?
No.
Where he go to?
No.
I think he was still there.
I think he comes off the bench. But Killian Hayes. The rookie from last year.
Where from?
I think he's going to start this year.
Mm. I think that's a bad spot for Dennis Smith Jr., bro. Yeah.
I mean, he was there to take a roster spot and be a veteran.
He's only a four-year guy, though.
He needs to be I think he needs to be in a big market. I liked him when he was with the Knicks.
With the Knicks, he was solid. With Dallas, he was cool. I was glad to see Emmanuel Mudiay finally get back on somewhere as well. I think he had a lot of pub coming out of school. Mm-hmm. Then Utah got rid of him, and he was out of the league last year.
Yeah, he was out of the league for a little
bit. Yeah, so but I like Emmanuel Mudiay.
Yeah, Mudiay's cool. Like I have no problem with him. It's just, you know, he's one of those journeymen.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of these new guys coming into the league, and I think a lot of them will become journeymen as teams figure out, okay, what are we going to do to get a playoff team this year?
Yeah.
Versus doing the long haul build.
You're going to have that Matt Barnes career.
Which, hey.
It wasn't bad. 14 years, baby.
He's like, man. Cashing NBA checks at that point.
Like, and he got a ring. Like, exactly. Straight up. I ain't going to lie. NBA-wise, I'd be a journeyman. Cause it's a little easier than the NFL to still be relevant.
Relevant, yeah.
Yeah, and
I think nowadays you kind of have to be a journeyman in the NBA.
Yeah,
unless you are like a top 10 player, and you have the ability to say,
yeah, you're gonna travel.
I'm not leaving, or I want out. Everybody else trade bait.
Cause I mean, look at how Seth Curry's career has kind of transformed. He started off as a journeyman.
He started off in the G League.
Yeah, but now his last, three stops? Yeah. He's been literally like a
contributor.
A focal point. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Of the offense.
On, you know, Philly with his father-in-law, I think.
Yeah.
He's still with Philly. We talked about that last time.
We did.
Pass the mashed potatoes.
Boy, you better get some buckets tonight, too.
Mm. Or else.
And when we play that Nick Paul, you better give him buckets. What he did to your wife, my daughter.
Oh, damn.
And that actually happened last year in the bubble. He did get PG buckets.
That shit, he did. Bro, Steph Curry cold. He got
Autumn Curry's cold.
Oh, everything. Curry's cold. Even the volleyball players.
They got volleyball?
The sister.
Oh, yeah.
Because she cold, too.
She cold.
And messed around and got with one of Steph's teammates. Or not Steph, Steph's teammates.
I was about to say. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like some little
young married
dude,
to her, though.
Yeah, some young dude from the Warriors.
Dude, he used to have braids, but he cut his hair.
Pool?
I think it is Pool.
It's not Pool. It's somebody else. It was a guy that like jumped
light skinned cat.
Yeah, but he hopped back and forth between like the team and the G League team.
Not Pool.
It wasn't
Pool, bro.
No,
he was like number 90 something then.
No,
I don't know his jersey. It was a random one though.
He had the little dread with the paper, it was some random little dude.
He got a strap. He can shoot, right?
No, yeah, he got pain. He got play time for sure.
But he can shoot. Like, he's just a straight shooter. Oh, everybody on Golden State, I feel like it's a straight shooter.
Low key. But either way, he got burned, though, for real.
Steph gave him the seal of approval. Like, you know what?
Now that we're on the Doc Rivers topic real quick.
Uh-oh.
Fire him.
What? You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Fire Doc?
Yeah. I think Doc needs to go.
You think Doc poisonous?
That, but I think he needs to go to a team that, like, maybe like the Pelicans that they're, or maybe like the Magic, a team that doesn't have so much like, you know, focus going on. Yeah, like we expect the 76ers to compete for a title.
Doc Rivers needs a Boston Celtics situation where he has at least 2 to 3 guys that have been in the league,
bro.
Like
he has that.
But when he had. When I say like been in the league, when he had that Boston
situation,
he's
not gonna have no, bro. Ain't no old heads going to the Sixers, bro.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, there's no old. The fact that they got rid of what's dude name? Shooter, white boy. What's his name? He used to play for the Sixers.
Redick.
Yes, JJ Redick. Bro, when they got rid of JJ Redick, that was like the sign that like we're not going old.
Yeah.
We're not bringing in
I think the best thing they got going for them right now is Danny Green.
He does well with older guys. But you got Danny Green, you got Tobias Harris, who had the best career or who had the best performance of his career during his time with the Clippers, with the, you know, of course, with the exception of what he's doing now. You got Tobias Harris, Danny Green, you got Seth Curry. He's been in the league like
7-8 years now.
For real talk. He's been in the league for a while. So it's
Dwight Howard.
You got Dwight Howard. Bro, you got Joel Embiid. Jeez. Like, he got these older dudes.
He's got older dudes. But what he has now compared to what he had in Boston, he had a team in Boston that could police themselves.
Well, yeah, that was like three Hall of Famers.
They
were, on that
exactly.
Team.
They was different that, type yes, of cats, bro. You got Ray Allen.
It's a once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah.
You got Ray Allen.
Also
KG.
How he is.
Paul Pierce.
That's what the Lakers have right now. Shit.
Real talk.
I think Doc would actually do good as the Lakers head coach, quite honestly, because that's a team that could police themselves.
Listen.
With the guys that they have.
Me, you, and DP will do good as the Lakers head coach right now, because if you ain't winning with those three players you have on.
Man. You tripping.
Oh, LeBron would hate my ass. Bro. LeBron would hate me.
Bro. So it's like.
He'd be like, dog, what you mean? Like,
I'm telling you.
I'm just looking at these numbers.
LA.
Boy.
LA be doing it because. Hopping off from basketball to baseball.
Dog, the same day.
Within hours of each other, Dodgers make a splash.
We got Max Scherzer.
Not only that, but they took Max Scherzer from the Padres. The Padres were this close to pulling that.
Yes, and you know what? The Padres are going.
Round of applause.
No. What the Dodgers did was drop bombs on them. Yeah.
And again.
Got him. I know the Padres out here trying to get a chip, but you know, it stays in L.A. again.
Hey, yeah. The World Series comes through L.A.
Yeah, motherfucker.
That's facts. You know.
Whoa. And see, y'all know more on this baseball-ish than I really do.
By the way.
Because I don't really tap into baseball.
This is the second like big-time player that has come through Detroit that has made the way to L.A. since I've lived here. Matt Stafford, number one, which I still ain't happy about. Max Scherzer, number two.
You like the Max Stafford hire?
I like him as a human being. I love him as a person. He was a great guy I got a chance to work with back in 2012. As a football player, not my favorite.
Mm. So you're more of a golf. like golf more.
I didn't like golf.
Oh, okay. Well, I think Matthew Stafford's an upgrade.
I concur. Is he an upgrade? Yes. Is he like the upgrade that you like really, really want? No.
Well, unless you were going to go trade for like Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, like who else would you was going to get, my boy? Like, let's be real.
I didn't think that they were going to get rid of Goff that easily. When that trade happened, I was like, oh, okay. And then once you find out like the logistics behind it, like, oh, so somebody did a favor for a favor.
Both those quarterbacks, the number one and number two pick are gone.
Out of there. Boy.
No, but yeah, so, hey. It's crazy how D.C. to L.A. was a big thing yesterday. D.C. to L.A.
That was a thing.
It was. D.C. to L.A. Was.
First with Westbrook coming to L.A. And yep, then and Scherzer then. And Trey.
Yes. Because it's pretty much official. Trevor Bauer is out of here.
Oh. You said who that?
Trevor Bauer, the pitcher that we got from the Mets.
That's crazy.
What happened?
My brother calls him Trevor. Oh, what he says? Trevor slapped. He's like slap
Nick.
No.
What?
It's just too much, bro. But basically,
just don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm gonna put you on game real quick.
Go ahead.
Basically, he's in trouble right now.
Where's some elevator music?
He's in trouble.
Hold on, Pat.
Wait, I'm about to find elevator music right now, and we gonna go on mute,
bro.
Hold on.
What happened?
Yeah, we were about to put you on game now.
We about to put you on game right now.
Hold on. We'll be back after these commercial break. Because we got to put... that's not it.
No. Screw that. Wait. No. I'm not... No, we about to do elevator music right now.
He said, no, that's not
Come
it.
Come on, YouTube. Oh, yeah. No, you ain't about to... Mm-mm.
Wait, dog.
Okay. Y'all enjoy this.
Okay, we're ready.
Yeah,
we're back. We're back, guys.
Back in action.
We're back. Oh, my gosh.
Boy, DP on game real quick about the whole Trevor situation.
That was nuts, boy.
Yeah, enjoy that one.
So...
Hey, I can't even front. I took the elevator music idea from another podcast that uses it.
Hey, that's tight though.
Yeah.
Oh, everything.
Like, we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Yeah, when something has to come up that we can't be, you know, on air talking about, elevator music. I am going to save this from now on.
Dude, for real.
So that way we don't have to talk about it always post air. Because we'll forget. I'll forget.
Hey. Okay, but, you know. Real quick, switching lanes real quick.
Shifts
and lanes. So I think the Dodgers came up big.
Dude.
He took two all-stars.
Dodgers are going for it again, baby.
Dude.
And Max Scherzer.
Trey Turner and Danny Duffy.
Yeah bro.
Bag.
Basically, the Dodgers are in, like, the same situation the Lakers are in. They're in win now.
Yeah.
They're always in win now.
Bro, they're trying to get another one, quick.
My biggest thing is, does the MLB not have, like, a cap?
No, they don't got a salary cap, bro.
Oh.
Well, they have no salary cap.
That's why the teams that usually stay up top.
Stay there.
Yankees, the Red Sox, the
Dodgers.
Because
there is no salary cap.
They're going to grab whoever they need.
They still have a luxury tax threshold, but it's not.
It's deeper than every other sport.
The NBA or the NFL.
So basically, it's a big bank take little bank.
No, for real.
Until like the Royals actually beat them with sabermetrics.
Mm.
Stop.
Which
wait a minute.
There's a couple teams that have one on the cheap roster, and that's what the Padres were starting to do. And then they got big enough where they can go get people because they built the farm.
It's kind of to me. It's kind of like soccer. It's kind of like
soccer.
You know what? With soccer,
just in the sense that you could pay them what you want to pay.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, nah. The money wise, no. Yeah. Soccer, they in the bag.
Man.
Mm-hmm. But just in terms of being able to pay them what you want to pay them, that's what it kind of reminds me of.
Yeah.
For American standpoint,
yes.
Sure. Baseball is that thing. And what I like about the Major League Baseball trade deadline, I tweeted it out the other day. I'm like, you know, at that trade deadline, who's going for it and who's just say, fuck the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Baseball, it is clear.
Yeah, because you saw
yesterday.
You got teams
that are going, and you got teams that go, see y'all next year.
You saw the teams that made big splashes were the Yankees, the Mets,
and
the Dodgers.
And the Yankees were blowing it all year.
Yeah.
So yeah.
They was sad.
And the Yankees ain't been to World Series in a minute.
It's been a while.
Like 2013, 2012, something like that.
Bro, it's been a while. Yeah.
You know what? I know Rob Pelinka, Jeannie Buss, or someone in the Lakers organization is listening.
Yeah. Tap in.
Hey, please keep Caruso and THT.
Dude, you got to keep Caruso.
I think they're keeping them.
You got to keep Caruso.
Keep them because I think the Lakers are known as a team that, like, we don't build from the draft. And I think those are two good pieces. Those are two good pieces you could build from. But
think about the last person the last two Lakers that were built through the draft. Think about it. And they were drafted the same year.
Yeah.
Kobe and Derek Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
And Kobe, they technically didn't draft.
Yeah, exactly.
They drafted Derek Fisher later in the first
round.
They got Kobe.
Yeah.
No, yeah, because.
Factual.
That boy from Texas Tech that they signed from free agency.
The white boy has to dunk.
Yeah. That boy, he remind me of a Caruso 2.0.
Oh, everything. Bro, his energy going to be on 10,
don't
boy.
Don't forget, he started off at Georgetown.
He did. Respect.
And there's I heard a story about him. It's a story about him and Drake.
Yeah. And Drake?
Yeah. It was
Drake.
Drake.
That was awesome.
That was perfect. That was amazing, my boy. That was fucking amazing.
So I heard a story, and this was on the ESPN Daily podcast, so this isn't like, you know, through back channels. So when McClung was in high school, he got all that attention for like dunking all, you know, crazy during high school games. Apparently, like Drake called him while he was in high school and asked him for his jersey.
Word?
Yeah.
And
rocked it one time.
That's dope.
That's gangster on everything.
It's cool when you were in high school as a grown ass man. I feel away.
Why?
I'd rather just call like the AD or something. I don't. I mean, I guess it's cool to call the kid to like be like, hey, you know, your favorite, one of your favorite celebrities is like talking to you and shit, but like, I don't need to ask you.
For I guess it's cool like if you're gonna go perform like in that like city, you know, like if he was like living in Texas and I'm gonna go perform, like everyone from that city knows who that is, then that makes it a little bit, because that you can't go buy his jersey out in the store.
Yeah, you
can't.
Facts.
So the fact that you have his jersey on stage is like, damn.
Yeah, like it's like damn, like, bro. Like you got his
jersey.
You got,
like, I can go buy the AD jersey in the store right now.
Right now, yeah. Literally.
But I can't go buy this Mac jersey anywhere else.
That's like with Baron Davis. Baron Davis, I don't know if y'all tap in with podcast, but he was on he was on Earn Your Leisure podcast, and he talked about how Jay-Z wanted his jersey when he was at UCLA.
See, college, I feel like college is slightly different.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you start, like, over 18, you...
BD, like, we need to get you on a show, no bullshit. But go ahead.
College, I think, is different versus high school. Because Drake do stuff with high schools all the time. Like, he did the thing with...
the God's Plan. Or is it God's Plan? Or that music video he did with at that high school? What music video was it? That wasn't God's Plan.
No, the one where he gave all that money out?
And he was like the music video, and they were like all in the background.
Was it God's Plan?
Was God's Plan.
Yeah.
But then he was kicking with like Amari Bailey at Dave and Buster's a couple
He was big chilling, like on their campus and everything.
He was big chilling, but then he was doing some other big chilling.
You think Baron Davis would have got in trouble back then for giving his jersey to Jay-Z?
He didn't.
No, nothing.
Like, he gave it to him.
If you give a jersey away,
you know the NCAA might be like, well, you sold it to him.
So look, so what happened?
If
so
he didn't receive anything.
So he gave Jay-Z his jersey, and then another thing he did, he ended up meeting AI at some point and chopping it up with AI and asked AI if they could wear his shoe because they were sponsored by Reebok. He's like, we got to get your shoe. At the time it was Reebok.
Oh, okay.
And so he, I think, unless I'm mixing my shit up, but
UCLA done touched every single like brand.
Facts, yeah.
In the last 20 some odd years.
So BD was like, he straight up was like, chopped it up with AI. Was like, bro, can we like wear your shoes for games? Like, AI went ahead sent UCLA his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They on.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, lit.
That's what's up.
Straight up.
But now UCLA is a Georgia school, and I'll be at some UCLA games.
Shout out our boy Staples over at UCLA.
Shout out to Staples, man. He been grinding. Things. You know what I'm saying? He been doing his thing.
Back in the days.
You know what I'm saying?
And now he get to rock the J's.
All the J's.
He been putting his work in too.
Just to get some J's.
Hey, what's the address here? Make sure you send us some J's.
Yeah, Staples been on his shit.
I wish
shit.
My boy Cliff was still the equipment manager for the football team.
Man, you see?
Damn, that's clutch.
Cause you saw the Adidas jerseys that I have at the crib.
Yeah, I did.
And then I had like two, I went to with the spring game like 2 years in a row and was grabbing gear straight out the equipment bin. I'm like, dog.
Bro,
too bad it's all Trojans here, boy.
But the vibes.
Free gear is free gear.
No, yeah, facts. You see the cup?
Right.
Exactly. All right, then.
I get it. Like, I understand.
Free gear is free gear, baby.
I understand.
You see the man's cup?
Come on, let's be real.
When it start getting chilly back outside again, I'll probably break out my UCLA gear again.
Tragic.
Man, whatever.
But
like that, huh?
Somebody else that came back again, A-Rod, back at it.
Aaron Rodgers.
Back at it.
And he got a friend. They brought his friend back.
Randall Cobb
from the Texans. And I rock with it heavily.
I do too, but at this point, I feel like it's just like...
Cloud?
Not only cloud, but let's just go off of this last hoorah. Like,
man, you know,
let's give the man what he wants. Like, why can't he give the man what he wanted like 4 years ago?
You got to give the man what he wanted, especially after he did the press conference that he did.
Come on now.
Like, y'all. And he straight up said, nobody comes to Green Bay for vacation.
Man.
They come to play with me.
Hey, I thought that was cold.
But it's lit.
I thought that was the coldest piece. He said, the fact that he told everyone, like, they come to Green Bay to play with me.
Play with me, my boy.
No, yeah. It's straight up.
Green Bay. I've been to Milwaukee, but I ain't never been to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of our brother and sister shows in the Milwaukee area, by the way. They're part of Good News Radio family.
Love. That's right.
Brunch with Besties. And then Technical Foul. Shout out to y'all.
But I'm only going out there for
a vacation. I ain't going out there to live for 6-7 months.
Mm. Bro, even during my time in South Dakota, I never went to Wisconsin.
You know what? My cousin, I have
you
should have
went to Madison. That would have been a great time. Ooh, for you.
Madison, Wisconsin?
Dog. It's like, it's a top five party school behind Arizona State.
Word.
Goal for education, not for parties.
Raffy.
That's a
talk
lie.
On. That, talk
is,
on.
That is a lie.
You get educated at parties.
Shout out to all my student athletes. Make sure you go to the school.
Did he just say you get educated at parties?
What you be learning?
You learn a few lessons for sure.
Elevated music comes right up.
Next time on Power. I know y'all peeped that the Texans finally trying to trade Deshaun Watson.
Man,
all of a sudden,
you know, you realize how quiet everything's been in Houston since April.
No. Yeah. Wait. So y'all believe there's really like 25 cases?
No.
I feel it
dropped from 22 to 21.
I feel like the owner went, you know, to a couple females, said, here's a couple stacks.
We have had this discussion in DP and I's group chat.
Listen.
And so, that is for a elevator music. No, it would take way too much time.
So basically, don't believe what you hear.
No.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Man, but I feel so bad for Deshaun Watson because he was Deshaun Watson. No lie, was a top four quarterback.
And he still is.
No, he is.
You know what I'm saying?
But, like, now that...
But they trying to hoe him.
Yeah, the way he... Like, now I don't even know you could get, like I said the other day, a bag of Skittles and a bag of Doritos for him. Because, man, what team's going to want to take him with all that baggage right now?
Facts.
And I think the Texans stirred it up.
The baggage is there. But again, since April, we've heard nothing.
Yeah, after the draft... Everything quieted down.
Yeah.
Before the draft, it got quiet like right after the draft. And then
I think
nothing came back up until it was put out there. Oh, the Texans are willing to trade. It's like, hey, well, remember, there is still this.
Yeah.
But let nobody talk about it until September. If he gets traded, then it'll come back up again. Like, so what does this team do with all these pending things?
I think he's going to play the rest of the season with the Texans. I don't see him going anywhere.
I think he stays on the roster.
I don't think he plays that much.
Bro, he's going to start.
Yeah, he's going to play.
He's going to start, bro.
Because the NFL hasn't put out – usually the NFL by now would put out one of those –
little disclaimers.
Yeah, those little bans, you know, suspended from
he's done
team activities.
Exactly.
So the NFL hasn't done that.
The NFL's a joke.
NFL is a joke.
It is. Factual.
When it comes to their punishments.
No factual. Fun league?
No fun. I'll play in it, though.
Straight up.
I'll play in it, though.
Facts.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I used to want to play in it. And then I found out I wasn't that good.
Shit. Hey. I'd have played in that bit. In that joint.
Got embarrassed and everything, but still would have been in there.
Bro. I mean, I would have loved to play against like Chad Johnson, bro.
You know what? I knew it because this man tweets Chad Johnson all the time.
For a year straight,
would just be in the DMs.
I would tweet Chad Johnson every day,
really?
Damn near.
Asking for a one on one.
No bullshit. He never responded.
You would have loved when I was working with the Lions when I lined up against them.
I would lock up week fucking
in practice.
I'd have locked up Megatron. I'd have locked his ass up.
Okay.
His tall ass. I'd have locked his shit up.
Confident.
Straight up.
Chad Johnson or Calvin Johnson. Who you want more?
Chad.
I was like, I'll take Chad. Shout out to the little podcast they be having.
Yeah,
I mean, that thing's funny.
I Am Athlete.
Yeah, I Am Athlete.
I rock with it.
No, this show's
they need to pull up. They need to, I've told y'all, I've DM'd Brandon Marshall multiple times.
Bro, the way they get heated in that show is hilarious.
His veins be popping out and shit.
Like, you saw when they had Cam on there. And
Cam was spazzing a little bit.
No, but Chad Johnson was telling him, like, just get on my meal plan. He's like, what's your meal plan? He's like,
we'll go to McDonald's
for, you know, the breakfast special. He's like, then we'll have the chef cook something. And I was like, man, McDonald's? Like, bruh.
I
haven't ate McDonald's in like 2 years.
So like now considering changes, Xavier and Howard asked for a trade. What y'all think? Because Xavier Howard is a top five corner in the league.
Yeah,
that's somebody who deserves to be on the championship caliber team.
Facts. But that's somebody that should be getting paid like a champion.
The only team I see pulling the trigger for him would be. There's a couple teams. The Eagles, because they need a corner.
Facts.
The Raiders, no lie, because it just seems like a Raider type of move. Like, go get a big-time player. like Xavier and Harry. Or, you know, they're always in the mix. They're in Texas. They're not the Texans.
Yeah.
The Cowboys. So those seem like three teams that would be like in the mix. Or even actually another team. I was gonna say the Redskins. The Washington football team.
Damn. After you said it.
Yeah. I was like the Washington football team.
Kind of stick that way. You know what I'm saying?
Are they gonna ever have a name?
It's coming next year.
Yeah.
Because you saw the Indians change their name
to the Guardians.
Guardians of the Galaxy. What are y'all, superheroes?
But I'm saying, like, they changed their name in, like, a week, and the Washington football team can't change their name with 2 years. Come on now.
Hey, wildin', bro.
It's because it's football, dog. Oh. And they do what they want. Fortunately and unfortunately.
You do what you want when you pop in.
You do what and you want when you pop in. Hey, I like America, that.
So yeah.
They do what they want.
You do what you want.
I like that.
Yeah.
So...
The homie Teddy out there going through it.
Teddy's sick.
Shout out Teddy.
Teddy living life, dog.
Teddy living life.
He ain't worried about us.
He ain't worried about nothing.
He ain't worried about shit.
I'm just glad that finally, because you know for the longest it was hard being a Lakers fan. For about like 6 years.
Bro, 2015 was rough for me, dog.
That's it?
2015 was the roughest time.
Oh yeah,
because Kobe was still playing, and but it we was like not
Kobe.
Cooked.
It was Kobe.
I say it wasn't even Kobe though. It was everybody else.
Bro, we was getting cooked.
Was that the Jeremy Lin, Jordan Hill?
No, that was
Nick Young.
That was Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah,
that was
Jordan Hill was still on the team. I think
Jordan Hill was on the team.
Lin was the year before. I think.
Oh, okay, yeah, because that year was tough. The Jeremy Lin,
Swaggy P,
yeah.
I think Lin was on the Achilles year.
Oh yeah,
I think it happened on my birthday.
I think he was on the Achilles.
The tear.
And then you know what? But if you realize, so that happened on my birthday.
Yeah.
And then he retired also on my birthday. So the same year, I mean, the same day he tore his Achilles, he retired and dropped 60.
Did you go to a game during his retirement year?
Nah, I wish I did.
I seen him play against the Timberwolves. Yeah. My boy dropped 38 on the ass.
I moved out to California too late. I moved out here during his retirement year that March, so I caught the end of it. But I was in San Diego too, so I was just like, so I saw as much Diego? As I could. Mm-hmm.
Diego, nice.
Diego was lovely.
Hey, you know what? Going back to baseball,
yeah,
I meant to say it earlier, Tatis Jr.
Oh, he that deal.
Beast.
Like, I like him, though.
You know he a beast when his name is Fernando Tatis Jr.
He just plays for the Padres.
Yeah, if he didn't play, if he played for anywhere else.
I got love for the Padres just because I did my first year in California in San Diego, so I went to a couple Padres games. The stadium is incredible. I don't like the current colorway.
Yeah.
Everybody down there love it.
Petco?
Yeah. Everybody down there love it. But the stadium is great. The beer selection is great. The fans are cool. The people are cool. The party scene is cool.
Yeah.
It's just they're the Padres.
Yeah. The Padres. But Tatis has been doing his thing.
Dog. And like, he... I wish MLB would market his ass more than they keep trying to trot out Mike Trout.
Yeah, well, they kind of had. They put him on the MLB cover.
Is that dude with the dreads?
Yeah.
Number 23.
What?
Yeah, is he a baller?
See, you don't even watch baseball.
I don't even
watch baseball, but I know.
He's sick.
He's
sick.
MLB needs to focus in. MLB needs to focus on their players of color who attract attention.
And Tatis Jr. Let's be real. Majority of their players... are players of color.
Yeah.
Hell, Manny Machado like get some love too.
Because before him, before him, the last player was on the Pirates. McCutcheon?
Oh, yeah. McCutcheon.
He was cold.
My man that played for the White Sox. Who? The one that does the bat flips all the time. I can't think of his name right now.
Light skinned cat?
No, he dark skinned.
Oh, no. Oh. I really don't know.
No, no, no. He plays for the White Sox.
Oh, no.
He plays for the White Sox.
My boy, we don't know baseball like that.
You know me.
Hell, before he got, he keeps getting hurt all the time, but Giancarlo Stanton for the Yankees, formerly of the Marlins. Mm,
yep.
Joe Judge,
baller.
That dude is like A-Rod 2.0.
Whoa. Mookie?
I love Mookie.
I love me.
Mookie Betts is crazy.
Mookie Betts.
I need his jersey, my boy.
Yeah, I need one of them.
Mookie Betts is that deal.
He's a little hurt right now, but he coming back.
He coming back.
I like David Price too.
I like Bullet. I like Bellinger too.
Bellinger
cold.
The Dodgers got a squad, but we talk about the people that got a permanent tan.
That boy, y'all seen Puig?
Oh yeah,
he was fun, and then you know
they got tired of his ass.
What's his name from the Cubs?
Javier Baez.
Yeah, he just got traded. But yeah, hey, did you watch him on? I saw the tweet. Like
I ain't see it.
I didn't see it either. But it was going crazy on Twitter. So he hit a game winning home run. He untucked his jersey. He threw the bat at the pitcher. He was just going in on it.
Dog, like.
But he was going in. I was like, damn.
Baseball players be spazzing.
I love it.
They be spazzing.
And then the pitchers
bro.
Get mad because they go, that's disrespectful to the game. Shut up.
Elevator music.
On your own right.
Elevator music. Because I was like, shut up. Hey, no lie. Y'all watch hockey?
Mm hmm.
Hey, I watch it live.
Shout out!
I'm watching hockey.
Shout out the new Long Beach Shredders. Long Beach.
Baby.
You know we got Long Beach got a team
minor
now.
Minor league team.
Wait, what league?
Content creator.
Which league is it? Is it AHL?
No, USPHL, I believe.
USHL. Sweet.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's right. Long Beach Shredders.
Hockey's back.
Y'all follow the Shredders page because Fernando. Is creating the content.
He's creating the content, and y'all already know me, the resident hockey person, because I done worked in that shit 2 years in a row.
That's right.
And y'all know damn well y'all not gonna get nothing from me about hockey.
Hey, but it's
I'm
gonna okay.
be in the game
it's
talking
cool.
about.
Hey,
but you just gotta go to a hockey game because it's a big ass party, and there happens to be a hockey game in the middle of it.
I'm gonna support Fern, so I'm gonna go.
Cool.
I'm gonna go.
I'm going to that. We gotta go to a Kings game.
Oh yeah, for sure we gotta go to a Kings game.
I went to one on my birthday 3 years ago. It was no bueno.
Nah. Who they play? Do you remember?
Don't recall. They lost.
Hey, September 16th. First game.
Going up.
Lakewood Rinks.
Lakewood Rinks, baby.
We there, baby.
No, for real.
All right, bet.
I'm going. I'm going to take Dylan. He's going to see it.
We going to be there.
Dylan's going to see it.
We going to have our little Shredders jerseys.
Straight up.
We can get Shredders jerseys?
We going to get Shredders
jerseys.
Yeah!
I'm going to wear that shit so proud.
Bow.
Go right in the kitchen.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you follow him, Shredders USPHL
on IG, baby.
On IG.
Come on
Wait,
now.
Do y'all play Utah?
Tap in.
I know y'all play the Ontario. Okay, I know exactly who y'all play. Yep. I know who the Sabres are.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, before we close, everybody name a small business. Everybody name a small business to support.
Hold on.
Oh.
Wait, I got mine. I can look at the IG page.
I don't got mine. Mine's more like a gym.
That's a small business, though.
Long Beach Fit Club over in Long Beach, you know. Y'all can pull up, you know, get a membership with me.
Yeah.
We be out there. I'll be there most of the days, but don't pull up random times and be asking where I'm at. Because, you know, I got a life, too. I'll be there mostly in the morning from like 6 a.m. to around like 11.
Getting it in.
But that's my small business. Shout out Long Beach Fit Club.
Boom, man.
All right. Shout out to the Nice Plant. Check out their IG page, the Nice Plant. All one word.
Okay.
I found them at a black-owned vendor event last weekend called Black the Block.
Okay.
I found them out on Sunday. One of the owners is from Cleveland, so she's a Midwest girl, and they have these self-care boxes that comes with the other damn thing. What's the thing that Kyrie used during that one game?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's slipping my mind. You burn it, right?
Yeah, it's sage.
Sage, there you go.
You burn it, right? Like,
yeah.
It comes with the sage. You can get a plant with it. It comes with the eucalyptus lemongrass spray, which is what I got.
Yeah.
And it comes with something else, too, but it's a great company, black-owned business, black-owned company. They have your self-care boxes. They also even, you know, do books, self-care books, self-help books, mental health books, you know, peaceful books, things like that. I bought a book from them. It was called, like, you know, Find the Silence Within the Noise and all that.
Okay.
So, what was it called again?
The Nice Plant.
The Nice Plant.
Just to kind of piggyback off of you real quick, just to show love to small businesses, there is a pop-up this Sunday, August 1st, pop-up series, 7763 Melrose Avenue.
Shout out.
Tap in, pull up. Right. It is from 12 to 6. Make sure y'all go ahead and pull up and support your small businesses. We got
We got Love Herb there. We got Only Accepting Blessings. We got Body Care. We got Primus. We got and a few others, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be there. Go ahead, pull up to the pop-up. Show love. It's going to be a live DJ. It's an opportunity to network, and it's going to be food trucks because I know y'all going to be hungry. It's in the middle of the day, like I said, from 12 to 6, Sunday, August 1st. Y'all make sure y'all make that happen. I'm gonna show love to my guys at Grassroots Print Company.
Ooh.
My boy Nigel and his partner Javi. Listen, y'all gotta tap in if you need any t-shirts made. Yeah. If you honestly, I'm gonna be real, bro. If you just need some positive energy, bro, you tap in with either one of them.
Yeah,
they gonna show love.
And one of the best small businesses you can always support. 7 days a week, 365, 24/7.
Yeah.
It's the Good News Radio.
That's right.
That was perfect.
That's right.
Download our app.
The Good News Radio app.
We have three stations
now.
Hold on.
You guys can see us in person.
That's
when,
right.
When though? When?
This motherfucking Saturday.
Tomorrow.
For everybody that is an LA local, come out to Jocks and Dailies in Culver City. We are there from 5:30 to 8. 8 o'clock is the hard cutoff time, and we'll be there. I say every single show, minus technical foul, they will all be in there via video.
Yeah.
We're doing Good News Sports Radio. Podcast Pit, essentially, anybody that's familiar with the Podcast Pit from now 2 years ago, damn. Well, crazy. We're doing a live appearance, 20 minutes each show.
Yeah.
It'll be us, Courtside Radio, Touchdowns and Tangents.
Come on now.
Mark Gunnels, he'll be there.
Mark Gunnels will
mark
be there.
Mark my words, with Mark Gunnels. We don't.
Profanity Nation. We don't make the rules podcast.
All of our shows will be there. You get to see us. You get to talk with us. If you've never met us before, we some of the coolest motherfuckers on the planet.
Coolest.
Straight up.
And the drinking champs of sports.
And we will be there. We will be there. Drinks in
hand.
Listen,
this is what's going to happen. Y'all pull up, right?
Right.
Sports talk with Mark and DP go on between 7 and 7:30.
Right.
In that space.
Yes.
Okay. So listen, this is what's going to happen. You're going to pull up. You're going to grab a shot and a drink at the bar. You're going to grab a shot and a drink.
And you got five minutes to take pictures, then I'm out.
You know what I'm saying? Then you're going to sit down. Then you're like, damn, what DP and Mark about to talk about? We're going to be like, listen, welcome. This is us.
Yep. This is who we are. We're going to give y'all a background of who we are, what we do.
Yeah.
And we're going to do maybe 10 to 15 minutes of an actual topic.
An actual topic that y'all are going to be interested in.
You're going to be interested in.
And he said,
and you get to see what we do in this studio every Friday night unless we're on vacation.
Listen.
You're going to see it in person, on stage.
Come on.
And we're going to celebrate camaraderie. We're going to celebrate team being together. We're going to celebrate this network and everything that this network has been through and gone through.
Shout out to Good News.
Where we're at right now. Again, we're on YouTube Live now, so we don't upgrade from IG Live to YouTube Live.
To YouTube, my boys.
So now I have to put my phone.
Hey, but he said all LA natives. No.
If you live in San Diego, you better pull up.
You only 2 hours away.
Pull up.
If you live anywhere in SoCal, you better pull up. It's a little dry.
Hey, shout out to the IE.
That's right. It ain't nothing
come on
like,
into the city.
And I said this earlier. It's nothing like seeing people that you know in the audience. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't nothing like seeing people that love and support you in the audience that's going to show genuine love, you feel me, and be sitting there tapped in with you as you're presenting. So if y'all can be there, be there. If you can be there and you're not going to be there, you should be there because you should have been there.
You should have.
And if you don't know where to go, follow all of our IG pages. They are there.
Talk to them. Mark, where you at? Where they can find you at?
Oh, well, I run my personal page at _Markeena, MARKEINEN. That's the government name. Don't you ever call me that shit in public. Unless you are on that particular list.
That's right.
Which is like 15 people.
Fern, where they can find you at?
You can find me at Fernando the Great. That's 2 T's on Instagram. Fernando the Great.
Let's get it. If you're looking for weight loss, if you're looking to get it, no bullshit. If you're looking for physical fitness, if you're an athlete, you know what I'm saying, and you're looking to tap in, listen.
Oh damn, Mark, I just threw it.
My boy Fern.
Did.
will get you right. Straight up.
Straight up.
Straight up.
Oh, wow.
Now, if you want to find me, that's tap in with me on IG, dpresley14, on Twitter, d_presley14. Listen. You tap in, I'm going to tap back.
That's right.
And you follow our show page, Sports Talk with Mark and DP.
You'll probably see DP talking to Chad Johnson on Twitter.
For real. No bullshit.
And if you follow my personal page, it is a random collection of everything.
So look, check this out. Listen, I need y'all to go ahead, tap in with us. Let us know that you're going to be there tomorrow. Let us know that you've been tapping in. You're going to go ahead and catch up on some shows on your Apple, your Spotify, whatever it is that you use for a podcast, because we on there. And listen, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Y'all are value listeners. Shout out to my boy Fern for sliding tonight.
Appreciate y'all for having me.
Of course, bro. Of course. Anytime. Once you hear, you hear. You know what I'm saying? Yo. Family is family. Straight up. So.
Let's go.
I say shout out to the niece Zoe. She should be on her way hopefully tomorrow.
Yeah.
Come on, make your interest into the world, baby girl. Because I need your daddy to come play golf with me.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
I need your daddy to come play golf, and I need your mom to finally have a drink in like 10 months.
You know what I'm saying?
Straight up. You've been cooking for too long. Come on, hurry up.
Yeah.
Hurry
up, Z. So once again, listen. Shout out to the small businesses on Sundays, Merrill's. You know what I'm saying? Tap in. I'm gonna repost it. Y'all gonna see it. It's gonna be live. Tomorrow we have our live show. We are gonna be in Culver City.
Joxer Daily.
Joxer Daily Bar. Pull up. You know what I'm saying? 5 to 5:30. No, 5 to 8:30 actually.
Like
we
that.
Personally, our show goes on, like I said, between 7 and 7:30. So y'all pull up, y'all come support. Yep. And man,
you gonna get whatever version of me I show up with, because I got stuff to do.
Because listen,
before,
like I told y'all,
you gonna get me, but you gonna get whatever shows up at that time.
At whatever shows up at like, 7 to 7:30,
bro. Like we said earlier, we are drink champs of sports radio.
That's right.
And anybody that listened to us live,
y'all know the vibes.
You cannot be like dry when you listen to us live in person tomorrow. So sure, we're gonna have a drink in our hands.
You should have a drink in your hands too.
Tell them.
No, not you should. You will.
Listen.
You better.
And listen, for the first five people that get there, I got your drink.
Oh,
straight up. Shit.
For the first five people that get there, I got your drink. Cause I'm gonna be there. So
yeah, you know what? Yeah, go ahead. For the first five people, one. Three, four. And one more. Hold on. Five.
First five people.
I got your drink.
Got y'all.
I got your drink.
Put that on IG so that they know.
Real talk. I'm gonna let y'all know for real.
Yeah.
No, you know I'm gonna keep. I'm gonna be real.
I'm being cheap. I'm going to Cabo in a week and a half.
I'm gonna keep it real secluded. If you hear this, you're listening right now. First five listeners that pull up,
say that you listen to the podcast.
Say that you listen to the podcast, and I got your drink straight yo. Up.
Woo woo!
Let's get woo-woo. It.
All right, peace, love, blessings. You already know we are out of here.
Love, let's baby. Go.